Stop 31. The Ravens. Ahead of us, on the other side of the railings, is a row of four shed-sized wooden bird enclosures. They have wooden partitions and mesh fences. Sometimes a raven may be resting inside one of the enclosures, or playing with a toy. One of the most famous myths about the Tower of London surrounds the ravens that are kept here. Legend says that the tower and the kingdom will fall if the six resident ravens ever leave the fortress. Ravens are large, beady-eyed black birds with long beaks sharp enough to tear rabbit flesh. They're the largest members of the corvid or crow family, with a wingspan of up to 1.5 metres. On the other side of the railings is a display showing a tactile model, slightly smaller than life, of a raven in flight from above, to give you an idea of their wingspan. The ravens have had one wing slightly clipped, so they can't fly too far. They're free to roam the site and often interact with visitors, but don't attempt to feed them as they may bite. A specially appointed yeoman warder, known as the Raven Master, and his team of assistants look after the tower ravens and feed them twice a day. Ravens are very intelligent birds. They're curious, playful, and even mischievous. Once upon a time, ravens weren't the only animals to be seen here. For 600 years, there was a royal menagerie at the tower, with lions, tigers, monkeys, and even an elephant. Nobody knows for sure when ravens first nested at the Tower of London, but every precaution is taken to make sure they don't disappear. The history of the Tower of London spans almost 1,000 years. We hope it will span as many years in the future, with a little help from the ravens. To hear some final words and direction to the exit, play the next track.